From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
What's up?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing? Chris and Steve. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Oh, man. Okay. I'm hoping for an optimistic turn, just like everybody else in this wonderful, wonderful movement we got here. That's all I'm saying. If anything else, just let us have that. Let us have a great October going forward. How you doing, homie?
I don't know, man. We're going to have to talk, man. I want to talk some football today, man. How can we turn this around, man? The matchups on the field is going to be a tough one this week, week four. Giants at the Saints. You got the Pick'ems later, Survivor Picks, whoever's left out of that. A lot of people got out last week. But, we'll talk about it, man, because this is an interesting one, and I don't even know the spread. I know it's not good. It can't be good. And the Saints returning home. This is their first time home, you know, because they've been on the road because of the hurricane. I don't like, you know, it seems like every time the Saints are in a situation, they get that return home game after a disaster or whatever. Yep. They come out guns a-blazing, man. Historically, under that head coach, Sean Payton, you know?
Yeah, man, that's that Louisiana flavor, man. And when they band together after, you know, again, another devastation, like, you know, like they did, what was that, maybe 13 years ago, 16 years ago? Almost on the same weekend, when they band together like this again, it's going to be very interesting for the Giants to show their intestinal fortitude and try to win that game after that. I mean, this is the first game in the Superdome after, what was that, week one, the home game was against Green Bay, was moved to Jacksonville, Florida. So automatically, from a team perspective, you're feeling like you need to something to prove, and you also have to get back to, you know, get that Louisiana flavor back, that New Orleans thing back, man. I don't know what you call it. There's another term. There is a term for it. But whatever it is, they're going to have it. They're going to have the crowd behind them. They're going to have basically the NFL behind them, actually, man. You know, and they've got other things within the team, from a team perspective, they need to prove too. And that's one of the things we'll be getting into this hour. So we'll see how it goes, Steve.
I got a question for you before we bring them on. Let me ask you this, man. I didn't even Google it because I really don't know the answer to this. I'm usually good with these things. Like, I know in the last time my team went to another venue on the road, regardless of the sport, I know when the last time they won or whatever. I can't remember the last time the Giants beat the Saints. It may have been the 80s. Has it been that long since the last time the Giants went to New Orleans and won? Because I know they didn't do it 6 years ago because I was there. 6 years ago, they definitely didn't do that. That was a shootout. Time before that, they got smoked.
Right now, we haven't won. Yes. We haven't won because Sean Payton has our number. You know, he was our offensive coordinator, if you remember that. Then he went over there. Let me see. I don't think we've won in the Super Bowl. I mean, sorry, the Superdome. We haven't won in the Superdome since probably, I would say a couple of, during the Ray Hanley year, probably about 93. I don't think we've won since then. And so I couldn't tell you the numbers, but I'm pretty sure we haven't won a game there since Sam Mills and Robert Portier and all those guys were there. And that's 93 right there. I think that's the last
Dome Patrol
LT year. Yes, I think that was the very last time we won. Now, that's my guess. I'm not saying it is. But I can't, like you,
that's
I can't
time,
remember.
Man.
Yes. That's LT's final year. Yeah. So, we haven't won since then. And Sean Payton has our number.
One more thing. I'm not counting that crappy Saints. Remember the game they came to was that MetLife? Or the old Giant Stadium? I think it was old Giant Stadium. The Saints had a home game, but it was in Jersey because they couldn't play in New Orleans.
Yeah.
That I ain't counting that. That's technically they're gonna call it a Saints home game. I'm not talking about that. No, we won that game, but that Giants were the home team. Let's not play it out. I know they try to make it seem like the Saints were the home team. I ain't counting that.
Everybody feels that way. Yep. Yeah, they came over here. That's right. That's exactly. No, that was a home game for the Saints in Jersey. So yeah, you're right. I'm not counting that. Then technically it's true. They haven't won since I don't even know the years. But I know Ray Hanley was our coach. I do know that. That hurts me to say that, but that's who our coach was back then. That long ago. But this is 2021, and we actually have a chance to win this game, Steve. We had a chance the last two games, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about and wrestle with, you know, with the stakeholders tonight and give everybody a good listen to what we do here on the Big Blue Roundtable, bro. So I think we need to go ahead and swing into it. So who's in the house? Who's in the house? Call it the C-Note. What up?
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, gentlemen. You are correct, by the way, Chris.
Sir.
It is. 1993 was the year. It was a Monday night in New Orleans. The Giants won the game 24-14 to go to 11-3 on the season under Dan Reeves.
The good old
Dan Reeves. Damn it! I thought that was Hanley. Okay, I'm sorry. Ray Hanley is a curse word in Giants lexicon. I'm sorry that curse.
Yeah,
sorry I said that.
Yes, but they've lost the last five times that they've been in New Orleans.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot. You don't go there often.
Nice.
Man, I know that's
freaking
crazy.
Yeah, man. That's when Clinton.
Except for the last
game.
Last game was cheating.
Last time I was there was 52-49. I was there. And I remember they punted the ball to somebody on New Orleans. I think that was the punter's name, grabbed the guy's face mask, like he was going to run for a touchdown, and they kicked the game-winning field goal, like, on the last play, when it never should have happened.
Yeah. Eli had six touchdowns, Breeze had seven. No defense in the game.
That was a game. What? Yeah, well, listen, they better not – well, I'm going to get into this later, but – this guy they have now, the Saints have now, this Deontay Harris, they better not kick to him. He's a monster. He's the new Devin Hester, but what's another story? We'll talk about that later. All right, at C-Notes. We'll be right back, man. Dave, Big Blue Denver Crew. What's up, Chief?
What's going on? I feel much better today than I was on Sunday.
I know you do. I know you do. That was we were crying in. I don't know. I didn't even have a beer, and I was crying in it. That was tough. That was tough, man. Oh man. Well, look, man. Let's Dave and Carl and Azu. Let's swing into this, man. What are we looking at here? By the way, everyone. This is the Big Blue Roundtable. This is the preview against the New Orleans Saints. Steve and Chris on the line here. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show. 929-477-4171 is the number here. I don't know. Look, man, I don't know what to think. It's sort of like Steve. It's just like Dave kind of alluded to right now. I feel a little better because you know since then we've had a chance to woosah, but. It feels funny, man, trying to because we don't want to get we don't want to say nothing and go yes this is what we must do and then go and then end up with egg in our face again. But look, Daniel Jones is the sixth highest rated quarterback right now. Let's work with that as a positive, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do that. We bashed him enough. He is our quarterback. Okay, look, he's conservative, true, but he's taking place from a conservative offensive coordinator, from a conservative coach, from a conservative general manager in a conservative system. Let's not bash him too much. I'm tired of that already. You know, we don't really want to gamble on. Look. our style is like this. We don't want to gamble on big games. We've already established that. Okay, it's not our style of play that we value or we built ourselves to achieve. Jones has a nut. Look, he's missed some weapons, and he's missing some this week, by the way. Getting into that, too. He has a big enough arm to hit passes over the top. Okay. He's capable enough to manage, which is what he's done, you know, in these first three games, this team. I think that he can handle this. Okay. I'm looking more or less at our defense, and I want you guys to swing into that. Okay, because we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. I don't like to talk about everything. I like the guys that are cerebral about it, the intelligent people like at C-Notes and the Big Blue Denver crew to do that for. And then, of course, the Azul himself. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to start right now. Carl, swing into it, man. I mean, I have a lot of questions, but I just want to go with your forecast first, dude. What are you looking at?
Well, ask your question first, because what you were just talking about just now is playing on a theme that I was writing down for this week in terms of this sort of, like, idea that the team is, quote-unquote, playing well. But ask your question,
right,
and then let's bounce it off that.
Okay, what was my question? Ask my question? I have a lot of them. Well, let's see. Okay. All right. Here's a question. Okay, go ahead. Let me ask you this.
If I told you quarterback X, without telling you his name, mm-hmm. in the red zone, mm-hmm. was 4 out of 13 passing the ball with 0 touchdowns, would you think that quarterback is playing well?
No, I don't. No, I wouldn't.
Okay, because that's what our quarterback is currently doing right now.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what our current quarterback is doing right now. And part of playing well, I've always thought, means scoring. And unfortunately, when the Giants are inside the 20-yard line, they're not scoring. They're 30th in the league, and they were 31st last year. So when I hear that the team is doing enough to win and they're playing sort of well, but not scoring, I'm trying to figure out what that means in terms of them playing well.
I said managing. I didn't say winning. I said managing. And I think the other thing, Carl, I wanted to highlight with that statement, before I let you continue, with that statement is I'm tired of bashing him personally, and I'm tired of hearing it. It's a dead horse. Okay? He's our guy.
I agree.
We have to ride with him. We actually do. It serves absolutely no redeeming, fashionable purpose to keep on killing him. And I just wanted to say that. Okay, continue, sir.
Oh, no question. Listen, we talked about that during the spring, summer, fall. We've been on that,
yeah,
you know, for a while. But, of course, at the end of the day, the results are the results. You know, something I was looking at this week, and I was looking at this. You know, the Giants signed 3 free agents in the offseason on offense. Booker, Rudolph, and Galladay, to, I guess, supposedly, like, bring weapons to the team. But look at this week, right?
Yeah.
So Booker on Sunday was given $2.5 million on the first day of free agency because the team needed to have him. He was a healthy scratch on Sunday. Healthy scratch. Didn't even dress for the game. Rudolph, who was given $7 million for some strange reason, even after he was hurt, has only been targeted in the red zone 1 time. And Galladay, who was given $40 million guaranteed, has only been targeted in the red zone twice. So talk about money not being well spent right there. Those are the results for what was being spent in the springtime. I don't know about anybody else, but that looks to be really, really bad right now. Until that improves, that's just like taking money, putting it in the garbage can, and just burning it. Let me flip to the defense real fast. So the Giants have allowed 74 points this season, but did you know that 21 of those points have come in the final 2 minutes of the first half and 27 points have been allowed in the final 5 minutes of the game? That's 65% of all
about?
The points of this half.
I know.
So,
that was 10 of them were last.
So that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I've been playing this sort of thing in my head, because I hear, I've been reading it, I've been seeing, like, I keep hearing the Giants are doing a lot of good things, they're doing a lot of things to help, you know, to let them, you know, try to win the game, and I'm like, wait a second, those numbers are hideous. Like, that can't be. So I'll pass it on,
yeah.
But, I mean, that's just some of the stuff. I was also in the lab this week, when we come around again, about the Giants' defense, because I was looking at some numbers from last year and comparing it to this season. I think you guys would be interested in those numbers.
All right. Carlos and C-Note, Big Blue Roundtable. Dave, Big Blue Wrecking Crew. I mean, Big Blue Denver Crew. I'm going back to hip-hop here. Okay. Listen. Something that Carl just hit on a second ago. You know what? Kenny Golladay, man, who I think he needs to, you know, show his proof at this point. I'm looking at the set. He had four catches for 54 yards against the last week. But Colin Johnson, who I don't even know, he had five catches after Clayton and Shepard got hurt. And also, if you looked at it, I don't know if you play fantasy football, but Kadarius Toney's trend is really heavy right now. So something's going on. So what do you see in store, man, for at least the offense anyway, coming up on Sunday?
Well, I think the Golladay issue first is because he has a hip injury. I know, you know, if you play on Sunday, you know, he's supposed to be 100%, but I don't think he's 100%. So I think they limited him on against the Falcons, you know. With Kadarius Toney, I think he's going to be involved in the offense a lot this week because, you know, Sterling Shepard and what's the other receiver? Oh, I can't think right now. That's not playing next week?
Slayton?
Darius Slayton. Yeah. So Kadarius Toney's going to be on that slot, so he should see a lot of play. And Golladay should be, you know, I think Galladay's going to be much better this week, you know. I mean, last week was his hip injury, so I think they limited him a lot. I think for the offense for this game against the Saints, you know, the Saints and the Giants are almost like the same team, you know. Like, they don't really, like, the Saints' offense don't really, they just have a bunch of guys, like the Giants do, a bunch of guys in the receiving corps, you know. They don't have Michael Thomas. So all the other receivers, they match up almost the same in offense, you know. They do have the running back. The only thing is Kamara's more healthier than Barkley. But Barkley showed some spark last week, you know, so he should be better this week. You know, I'm just hoping. It all goes back to coaching, you know. Like Carl was saying about Daniel Jones in the end zone and the red zone. But you know what? That, yeah, he's 4-for-13, but it's not all his fault. I went back and watched the last two games. Every time the Giants get in the red zone, there's always a penalty that kicks them in the fucking ass. And we can't expect – Daniel Jones is not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Aaron Rodgers. We can't expect Daniel Jones on a 3rd-and-23 to put it in the end zone, you know. And I think it goes back to coaching. I think that I think that Garrett, you know, if we get within the – when we get in the – to me, the red zone should be the 30-yard line, not the 20. Once we get it to the 30 – when are we going to throw the ball in the end zone? That's the reason we got Golladay for. You know, we have to throw the ball deep. You know, Daniel Jones has the arm. He's accurate. You know, when we get to the 30, why are we going to wait to the 20 to start? You know, it goes back to being conservative. You know, they're being conservative with the runs. You know, the only way we're going to score, we put the ball in the end zone, and we're not doing that. And it goes back to, if you go back and look at those last two games, every time we're driving, a penalty kick our ass when we pass the 50-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm hoping this week that Saquon Barkley get at least 25 touches. Please, God, I'm praying. Give him 25 touches, and we'll see a we'll see a difference on the game. You know,
wow.
We need 25 touches from Barkley. Last week was 16. I thought last week he was going to have 25 carries. We need him to have 25 carries this week. It's a must, you know. So hopefully, you know, they get it through their thick head that, you know, we have to run the ball at least 25 times this week. Because the Saints, and I want to talk about the Giants' defense too. And what Carr was saying, he made a good point, you know, with the points towards the end of the half. It goes back to penalties. If you go back and watch the game, the last two games, the teams, they drive down the field. They either give up a big play or they give up they stop them a third down, and there's a penalty flag, you know, that gives the team an advantage to score. And that's a big problem, too. Mm-hmm. It's the penalties that's killing the Giants the last two games. It's not that the teams are better than us the last two games. It's just we gave them the game by the penalties, you know. And James, this week for the defense, for the Giants defense, we don't have to sack James Winston. We just have to put a little pressure on him. And you know that James Winston, you put pressure on him, he's going to turn the ball over.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. That's Dave from Big Blue Denver Crew. 929-477-4171, Big Blue Roundtable. Billy Bob is next. Good points, Dave. Good points. 25 touches, a little ambitious, though, bro.
Chris, hold on. Real quick, I would like to see the stakeholders give us something in the game we should be able to watch from the Saints side of things. You know, we know our issues, but what about how we're going to win this game as far as what we got to do against whatever opponent opposite of us, meaning the Saints players or the schemes and things like that. I'd like to dive into that a little bit as well. Go ahead, Chris, and I think you said Billy Bob.
Then. Start it off, Bobby. Billy Bob.
All right, let me tell y'all, the thing about, I want to be quick about that defense. Y'all got to understand, the quarters y'all were talking about, the numbers, those are like money quarters. We're talking about second half and fourth quarter. I ain't going to lie, Giants been in these games with the defense, so that's why they're getting into some of these shootouts. And we all know, when you're in the second half, you know we're going into two-minute warning. So that's why the Giants are getting scored on, because the Giants ain't even, like, you'll hope that the Giants will do the same thing to the teams, but we don't. We can say penalties, but it's more of drop balls or Jason Garrett not getting us in the red zone. We're not putting up points in the money quarters, too. The same way teams are putting these same points up on the money quarters, we're not doing the same either. So I can't too much put that on our defense, because vice versa. Defense is going to be looking like, damn, why don't y'all do the same thing? What they doing? Defense ain't doing that. And far as we're going to really see what Jason Garrett got now, because he's got to use these weapons. He has to use these weapons. I'm tired of that time I beating a dead horse. I'm tired of beating this horse with Jason Garrett and why we keep discussing this. And far as, I can only just tell our defense, man, just look out for Alvin Kamara, because I know the Saints are really going to keep this very simple. It's just basic. When you got a team like us that's just dysfunctional, you just keep it basic. Run the damn ball, and I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to see a lot of Alvin Kamara down our throat. They ain't not going to let Jason Winston miss this game up, because they probably need this game to wrap this game up. And I just, man, listen, Giants just got to get this together. I don't know. It's about time they get it together, find a way in the red zone. Like I said, hey, as far as Galladay, y'all think that Galladay, hey, I don't know what y'all watching, but Galladay is very upset, and he's frustrated. It was, I think, game one, I seen him come to the sideline frustrated, chewing Daniel Jones out. It was the second time I seen him. I think it was the last game. This man is frustrated. He's getting at people. I don't know if y'all missing it, but this man wants the damn ball, I don't know. All this, when I see frustrated players, this falls on Jason Garrett's lap, because he's not utilizing these players, man. I hate to tell y'all this. We just going to keep beating this there with this here, but, I mean, Saints, what do you expect? They kind of just, they don't have Michael Thomas, so, I mean, that's one good thing that we can book, that they don't have a good receiver. Even if he do come back, I don't even think he's going to be, like, on par, but still. If Giants find a way to win, I'll be happy, but I think we're going to see a lot of Alvin Kamara. A lot of that. Because our offense ain't
saying
nothing, and what's the best way to see everything else? Run Alvin Kamara. That's all I got, boys. I'm sorry. I mean, that's all I got. I mean,
I got you. I got you. All right, Steve, for me, though, that's Billy Bob, everybody. Shout out to Billy Bob right quick. What was I going to say? Yeah, Steve, to me, I got to tell you, man, I'm looking at the injury report for the Saints offensive line, man. And Terron Armstead ain't going to be in, okay? He's going to be out several weeks. He's got an elbow injury. Eric McCoy got a leg injury. They haven't practiced all week, and they ain't going to be around. So they got this cat, James Hurst, who I don't know who the hell he is. He's going to start at left tackle. And he is pretty much a journeyman, and he's up for a mismatch in this line here, okay? Another thing, let me segue to something else, why this is important. Hardly nobody's actually talking about Azeeza Ojulari having a ball right now. It's just a matter of time before he fully explodes, okay? He got 3 sacks. He got 8 pressures. He is rushing off the edges crazy-like. He's a great athlete. He comes off – I think he's better off the left end. You know, and they got Ramczyk out there, so Ramczyk should handle him, but I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. But he needs to be on top of his game because, you know, Jameis Winston, he'll shit in his pants when you're within 2 yards of him. And that's important, okay? Because that means, again, on their line, that means Ruiz has to move over the right guard, and that's not where his spot is. And then they have to put a backup center in, which I don't know. I don't see a backup center on his roster here. But we have enough playmakers up front, okay, to take advantage of
shit. You think so?
Okay, we shouldn't have an excuse. Huh?
You think so?
Oh, I think so. I think so, because I think Dexter Lawrence is one of these nose tackles who hasn't – look, man, he hasn't really exploded yet, but this is a long season. And this is the kind of cat that could punish Ruiz from the pivot point. If they line up head-to-head like that, I think that's his ass, Ruiz's ass. And I think Leonard Williams, look, man, enough pressure through these last 3 games. They've done okay, but this might be their breakout. This is their chance. This is the 4th game, now or never. I think the Ruiz and that other guy, Throckmorton, I think they have to step up against a difficult fucking duo that the Giants have up front right now. That's what I think. So I think that's something that we should, to answer your question, that's what we should be watching, this battle between our defensive tackles against their freaking patchwork interior line with Jameis Winston at the helm? Nah, bruh. No, ain't nothing going to happen. You see what happened at the end of last game with they took him out. He was grinding out like a 12 play, 80-yard drive. He chewed off seven minutes off the clock, and they snapped his ass off, and they threw Taysom Hill in there for the last 3 plays, you know? And that's how much confidence they got with him in it, you know, as a whole for the team. So I don't know, bro. I think we may have something. We may have something going on here. I'm not going to be too down on us because we're due for a breakout. And look, I know this is an insurmountable circumstances at the Superdome, but damn. And I know it's going to be real emotional out there or whatever. But at some point, we have to be able to get it. And it's now or never. Okay? All right? And last thing, Marshawn Lattimore, he's going to probably have a great time with Kenny Golladay all afternoon. All right, so this will leave the other 2 cats, big shift cats, Johnson and Tony, our number 1 draft choice, alone to do some damage. Let's hope that maybe Jason Garrett gets it this week. That's all I'm going to say about that. You up, bro.
That's fantastic, man. That's fantastic, man. I'm glad you said what you said because some of the things I was going to say that as well as far as that's the main matchup I was looking at with our interior lineman versus their beat-up offensive line, in particular with Eric McCoy and Pete on the outside. The question I have is, do we have the edge all game long to make a lot of disruption to help Leonard Williams give a push up the middle? I don't – you say we do. I say we don't.
Yep.
I want to be proven wrong. That's where I think this is where the Giants lose the season because – if the Giants have the edge, no, it's not rocket science what I'm about to say. We probably are 2-1, maybe 3-0. Depends how you look at it. because that's what I seen in that Falcons game. That's what I seen in the Redskins, Washington football team game. I'm still getting used to saying that.
I get it.
I agree with you, Chris. Leonard Williams and Cesar Ruiz. Cesar Ruiz is not a pushover. Very solid center. But I disagree with you on Jameis Winston as far as this season, because I think they are utilizing him exactly the way Sean Payton wants to utilize him as far as a game manager. And like Billy Bob said about Alvin Kamara getting his 20 to 25 touches. Got to watch out for the other running back as well, Tony Jones. They've been utilizing him in that first game in Jacksonville versus the Packers. I watched a lot of watch all the games. You know, you go through all the leagues, you see who's running what and whatever. Jameis Winston, they're not letting him air it out, but they are using that big arm of his that Drew Brees has not had over the last 4 or 5 years, man. And they love that out of him, even without Michael Thomas. Even if they get Michael Thomas back at some point, they'll be really competing in the NFC South with the Bucks. But as far as this particular game, what they currently have, Chris, I agree, man. Their defense is very opportunistic, and they made hell out of Aaron Rodgers in week one. They made hell out of Mac Jones in week two with the pick six with Malcolm Jenkins, man. Now they are going to make plays,
right,
and they're going to try to make Daniel Jones pay for mistakes. Now, this is where I want the Giants to do, and I want them to go back to the formula of what was working against Washington on Thursday night. Like, let him utilize his feet. That is a weapon that we can use, man. I mean, put him in their RPO situations, man. But this is where I really worry, and this is, goes back to Dave's point, and we go back around. Carl could attest to this. I don't know about you other guys, but I've been there. That is the loudest stadium in the NFL. And this particular situation is always loud, game in and game out, no matter what. But coming off a natural a weather disaster, whatever you want to call it, a hurricane, it's something about when they all return to that one. It's hard to hear in that place is what I'm trying to say. I don't think we have the discipline, like Jay said, and that's what I said in the post game last week when I went on my rant. We can't sustain drives. Once we have a penalty, the drive is over. Like we don't recover from mistakes on are shooting ourselves in the foot. And you going into that building with the noise, I can see it's false starts all day, or a penalty, a hold, or something like that. I'm hoping I'm wrong. Dennis Allen is going to have the plan. Malcolm Jenkins playing safety, playing pretty much a spy on him all day, and this is what they did to Mac Jones. And like you said about Lattimore and Williams, they have veteran DBs. They've been down this road. It doesn't look good. And you got to hold up on Cameron Jordan on the outside. I mean, I know the line's kind of been okay, and our quarterback's been okay. I don't like them. I don't – this one, it's the timing of this game is what's really worrying me, Chris. But let's go back around, because I know others got other things to say, man. I'm really worried about this game, man.
Well, I got to tell you. First of all, Carl, let's see notes. You are up, sir. I'm looking for the miracle, man. I believe you. I believe you. The Caesars Superdome. Let me tell you, man. That's 70,000 people yelling "Who that?" in your ear. Okay, it's loud as fuck.
I don't think you understand. I think you've been there before. Television it doesn't do any justice. Yeah, see, yeah, you've been there. I know you've been
right
there. The TV,
right,
listening
right
on your
right
surround sound, right, doesn't know just – it's loud in there. Like, I've sat next to people I've gone to games in that place, and I can't hear them talk next to me. There, no other stadium I can think of is like that. None of them in the NFL. Maybe Carl can speak on that.
Yeah, let's do it, Carl. Speak on that, man. Please tell me that
that's
a good enough team yet to beat us. No, I know you're not. Okay.
It's interesting. I mean, that stadium is, in fact, a loud place. We sat near the top of the stadium for that crazy game a couple of years ago. And that place was a very, very interesting experience. So the interesting thing about this week is that the Saints are having a difficult time selling tickets for Sunday's game. They are advertising on all their platforms, tickets being available. And that has almost never been the case over the last, you know, 10 plus years, you know, in New Orleans. So it's very shocking that that they are still trying to sell, you know, tickets for the game on Sunday. So that's still an issue. Maybe folks that, you know, gave tickets back, or, but that would indicate to me that, you know, the Saints are, you know, the, I don't know if the season ticket base went down when Drew Brees retired, because it was difficult to get a ticket then, but very easy to get some now. I think the cheapest ticket right now for Sunday's game is $40. That's why I haven't bought a ticket yet for the game this week. But one thing that, and you were just mentioning it, and I think Steve may have mentioned it earlier about the Saints secondary. That's actually my matchup of the week, because there is going to be this clamor, and I've heard it this week, about the Giants need to take more shots down the field. You know, they signed Golladay, get them down the field. You know, they signed, you know, push the ball. The problem is the Saints have very good secondary defenders. Lattimore on one side, Jenkins, P.J. Williams, Gardner Johnson. You know, it's not like you can just say, listen, we're just going to put the ball up 30 or 40 times, and we're just going to, you know, throw the ball 20 yards in the air down the field. Because if you do that, you run the risk of some of those coming back the other way. And so I wonder, okay, how do you want to strategically, you know, plan this out? And the only way you can do that is by effectively running the ball. And you'll know very early with the Giants whether or not they're going to be able to move the line of scrimmage against the Saints' defense. Because if they can, there'll be an opportunity for it to open up. But so far through these first three games, you know, we have not seen consistent running lanes. Let me rephrase that. We may have been seeing lanes for running backs to go through, but one particular running back is not utilizing those lanes and taking the 3 yards that are there and instead trying to look for 30 yards and instead is getting 1 yard. So just take the yards that are there just to move the chains a little bit, just to, you know, present a manageable down and distance situation, because you don't want to get 2nd and 9 and 3rd and 8 down there in that stadium. You do not want to do that with their ball hawks, because you're just asking for trouble.
Gotcha. I love that commentary, bro. That's at the C notes. That's Carl, everyone. Dave, Big Blue Denver Crew, you want to echo any of that? Ask Carl a question maybe or anything like that?
Yeah, like I said, it goes back what Carl said. The Giants have to run the ball, man. We have to run the ball 25 times at least. Jones should not throw the ball more than 25 times in that stadium. If Jones throws the ball more than 25 times in that stadium, we lose in that game. I mean, it has to be balanced. It has to be a run game, no penalties, run the ball, and when Garrett and Jones have the chance to throw it down the field, do it. But that's only going to happen if we run the ball consistently, and that will play into our play action. Because if you really think about it, the Saints' secondary is not that great, man. Sam Darnold threw for over 300 yards, and Mac Jones, yeah, he threw 3 interceptions, but he still threw for 270. But the problem is that they threw the ball over 25 times. You know, and we right. Jones cannot throw the ball. You know, we got to be balanced. And we the Giants, you know, what pissed me off a lot is that I'm not saying it because I'm a Giant fan, but I think we better than these teams. We have better talent. It's the play calling, it's the coaching, and we shoot ourselves in the foot, man. You know, but. It's just like Carl said, I'm gonna echo what Carl said. He's right. Barkley is, like I said, I went back. You know, I bleed blue. Like, I go back and watch the games. You know, I got the game pass. I go back and watch the games because I really want to see what they could do better. Where was the hole that they messed up? You know, and Barkley, I think Barkley, if we think about it, Carl's right. Barkley's not. The offensive line has got those holes for him, but he's dancing around trying to get the big run. I think it goes back that Barkley's not comfortable yet with that new offensive line, you know, because they switched it up, you know. And once I think this week you'll see a difference, Carl. I think Barkley is going to run through the trenches. He's going to have to put faith on the offensive line, and he's going to run through those holes. And I think that if Judge is the coach that he is, I think Judge probably had that one-on-one talk with Barkley this week and said, listen, dude, you know, I know you're back from injury, but you have to run through these holes. And he probably showed them film. Because I think Judge is a good film guy, you know. I think he studies film right. And if you watch these games, man, like, I think Barkley, we'll see a different Barkley this Sunday. I'm hoping we see a different Barkley this Sunday. If we see the Barkley from the rookie year Barkley, we'll be all right, you know. Because Barkley, if you look on Barkley's rookie year, if you look at his games, I went to a lot of games, the Giants games that year when Barkley was a rookie, and he was doing the same thing. He wasn't comfortable with the offensive line the first couple of weeks. He was dancing around. Same thing like on week one, on his rookie year with Jackson, when he broke that one for like 70 yards. He was dancing around and ran for that 70 yards. But as the season went, he started running through those holes and trusted his offensive line. So it's real simple, man. The Giants just got to 25 times, man. That's it. Run the ball 25 times. Don't let Jones throw the ball more than 25 times. And we'll be in good shape, and we'll have an opportunity to win this game.
Billy Bob, that's so, from Big Blue, Denver Crow. Billy Bob. Hello? Is he there? Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, bro.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
My bad.
I don't know if that's me or not.
You good. No, it's bad.
Okay.
When your starting tight end is worse than Larry Donnell. Y'all remember Larry Donnell? No, that's how bad Larry Donnell, bro. I'm done. Hey, listen. Hey, but listen, this is another problem. I've been saying this was a problem. When we in 33 and you passing the ball, you looking like, why Saquon, even with Saquon, why we just can't turn around and hand him the ball and pick up 3 yards? I'm looking at it, and I'm like, bro, what is the problem? Why we in the shotgun on 33 and we got to pass the ball? And then I started thinking, like I told y'all last week, Saquon, no disrespect. I knew you could got in the end zone, but you had to dive. Like, you didn't really have to dive, but I seen you dive. I don't think Saquon liked contact. So he dived over the hole. What happens next? We go for a two-point conversion, and then Daniel Jones had to really show you how to muscle up and get in the end zone. That's what Daniel Jones did on a two-point conversion. That's what you want to see out of Saquon. I'm being dead-ass serious. Saquon don't do nothing like that. If y'all see what Daniel Jones did on that two-point conversion, I was like, why can I start a running back hit somebody? Like, Daniel Jones didn't almost even make it in, but then you see the effort. I'm like, bro. And then, hey, listen, like I said, y'all better use Daniel Jones' leg, because Daniel Jones been getting off since Tampa Bay. Game one, this man been doing that with his leg. And this is why I got to look at Jason Garrett Blount. What seems to be the problem? How you can't get a pulse on the team? How you can't find out what's hot right now? Like, how you can't find out what's moving your team? Part of moving your team, let's be real. Daniel Jones been moving the ball with his leg, like, very well this year and last year. Even from last year, I've been watching Daniel Jones move the ball with his leg. I'm like, what is wrong with Jason Garrett, and he cannot understand that? Like, what is the problem? Like,
well, last year,
sit down
he had to hear me.
I don't get this. This man be like, Daniel Jones himself flat on his face running on his leg. What do y'all want from the man? I don't know. But that's all I got to tell y'all. But I hope they get together. I just got to bleed blue, but they just got to get together, man. I think they
Billy
need
Bob,
to be more physical.
I thought last year, Billy Bob, the issue with Daniel Jones with his legs, remember he had the hamstring injury. And I think they almost kind of forgot that he got that in him. He looks fresh as far as in that Washington game. So I agree with you as far as utilizing his legs. I think they went away from him last year because after the hammy, like, he got exposed. He can't stay in the pocket. He can't move. You know, his progressions is trash. You guys have been on top of that week to week last year. So I think I'm with you. Use his legs.
I'm not asking him to be the guy from Baltimore. I ain't asking him. Just move the ball effectively to where it opens the offense up for other people. That's all we want to see, and it does that. And when it does that, I don't know. It's like it gets going, and then, like y'all said, either a hole or we looking at a play. Like, what was this play? Like we don't even scheme right. Like, I was even saying that, like, I can watch the Rams run all across the these drag routes, and I'm like, why can't we do the same thing too? What are we missing? And I'm like, this here, Giants, if y'all felt like y'all were going to pay for a coach, y'all should have went and got Urban Meyer from the jump. Y'all should have just did that from the jump. If y'all were looking for an offensive coordinator, what we waiting on? We need an offensive coordinator. I don't know what they waiting on.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Steve.
Yes, sir.
Blake Martinez out for the year with an ACL. He said he got on the non-contact play last week. Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, they both have hamstring injuries from the same goddamn game. Explain that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They've already alluded to that hip injury that Galladay has that he's playing with. All right. Every time you think you want to give a prognosis on how well these things can go for us, you kind of get slapped in the face a little bit when you look at the injury report. Okay. And I don't know about you. You guys are smart, man. I mean, you come up with nuances that I actually learn from every week. And it makes me hopeful and optimistic about being a Giant fan, but then I look at the injury report, you know. And, oh, yeah, and I forgot Shane Lemieux's out for the year and Nick Gates is out for the year. And I don't know. So my question is, does this play into your outlook about this game coming up? Or I mean, you, just you.
Based on the names you said, somewhat, not necessarily, yeah. Because like we said on the first time around, my focus, like Carl said, the back end of the Saints defense was a key for me, and also the interior defensive line with Leonard Williams versus Ruiz is for me. And then you mentioned it, and this is where we need our rookie to step up against their replacement left tackle, Ojulari. Where the hell is Lorenzo Carter? Lorenzo Carter's been getting killed, and rightfully so, because I've never really, you know, after year one, I haven't bought the Lorenzo Carter stock, and I think a lot of fans have been banking on him, and it hasn't never necessarily showed consistently. I mean, that's the Giants' Achilles heel. Is it enough to get the win today? Well, I mean, the way I look at it, and, you know, I'm going to go back to Dave's point as far as what happened in Carolina. Carolina, I think, have shown a lot of people that they have a for real defense, a for real no-name defense, and that really, they really swallowed up Alvin Kamara in that game to the point where they took him out of the game totally. I don't think the Giants got that at all. You know, as far from a linebacker perspective, catching things out of, you know, passes out of the flat. So I think this is one of those games I think the Giants can lose slipping away if they don't shoot themselves in the foot, like Dave said. I want to make one more point, and we'll get to the picks. I know they don't have Michael Thomas, and I get that, but I would not sleep. They are really big on Marquez Callaway, man. They are really big on him as far as a deep threat, a guy who catches deep passes. The Giants necessarily haven't been beaten for big plays, No, it's over the top type of stuff. But if the Saints could get things going with Alvin Kamara, and I expect them to, and I know you said Jameis Winston gets pulled out again, they kind of don't mind that. They don't mind Taysom Hill coming in and playing some quarterback as well. They established that run. We get sucked up. We have to have the discipline to play back, man, because Jameis Winston still has a strong arm, man. He could still get it over the top on Kaz. And I saw that in week one versus the Packers. And it could happen to us in this week's game, man. So let's talk about it, man. Deontay Harris, Callaway, Calmaras, Tony Jones. Just got to play sound, play smart. I think this is where the hope comes in, Dave, and everybody. And they played okay, but they shoot themselves in the foot. If they could clean that up, then we could have a totally different conversation. Yeah, but I don't think that – I think that's just part of their makeup. Like, we're hoping that's going to go away, but I don't see it going away. But let's get to the picks and get some final thoughts after that, man. What's the games this week you got?
I don't know, see? What a beautiful face of the Giants.
Yeah, I got you. All right, let's get to the picks, man. In 2 weeks, we'll get the total. We'll get the standings up. But Seahawks at Niners, Ravens at Broncos, Browns at Vikings, Giants at Saints, and then whoever, man, Survivor, man, people took a hit on that Survivor, man, last week. Woo!
But Seahawks at, do that again, sir.
Seahawks, I got it written down. Seahawks at Niners, Ravens at Broncos, the Cleveland Browns at the Minnesota Vikings, and Giants at Saints.
Got it. All right. Carl, at C-No. You up first, really.
All right, we're going to take some chances here this week. Let's go with Vikings 4, Seahawks 3, Ravens 2, and I'm going to take a chance here on this one because we've seen this now in person a couple of times the last few years. I'm going to take the Giants with 1.
Okay. All right. Got it. Dave, Big Blue, Denver Crew.
Is he still in Survivor? Are you still in the Survivor, man?
Who did I give you last week? I think I gave you Arizona last week, didn't I?
Yeah, you survived. Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Okay, give me Cincinnati.
The Bengals. Oh, they think it's tonight. Right after this, okay.
Okay, good. All right, now...
All right. This is gonna shock you guys, but I'm gonna take the Giants with 4.
Right.
I'm gonna take the Ravens with 3. I'll take the Niners with 2. And 1 for the Vikings.
And you got a Survivor team?
Oh, no. I lost in week 1.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Got you. Billy Bob. Yeah, crazy. Billy Bob.
Okay. I think four for Baltimore, 3 for San Francisco. I might be skipping one, but... make the New Orleans Saints 1. But who that third game? I might miss the third game.
Browns and Vikings.
Oh, shit. Vikings.
Okay.
Vikings.
You got some?
Got me. I'm going to repeat it.
Yep.
Baltimore 4. San Francisco 3. Minnesota 2. And Saints, I guess I'm being crow, but I think Saints, I don't want to hate on these guys.
You got to do, man. And, okay, you got a Survivor too?
No, he's out.
He's out, that's right. Okay. I don't know anymore about these Survivors, man. I'm so bad at those. Steve, I'm going to go Vikings 4, Seattle 3. Yes, I said that. Ravens 2, and yeah, I'm going to give my team 1. The stranger things have happened, and the Titans are surviving.
No, you're out, man.
I am too. God damn it.
You got eliminated last week. You picked the Chiefs, and they lost.
I know. Ain't that some shit? That's another goddamn thing. Anyway, that's another story.
I told you. I said last week, you got the Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that one?
Man, I was so mad. I know. I'm so mad at that. Anyway, that's that. So, Steve, you are, right, man, of all people. All
right, man. All right, let's see. I had the Saints at a 4. Seahawks at 3. Browns at 2. Ravens at 1. And my survivor is the Bills. Let me give you Lady Blue's picks. She got them to me before this episode. Lady Blue is going Seahawks 4, Ravens 3, Browns 2, Saints 1. Her survivor is the Titans. And then we'll get all the other people through the Facebook page later with their picks as they're inboxing over the weekend before we get – we'll get those tallies up by next week as well.
All righty. This is a great show so far. So, I was going to tell you something, Steve. I'm going to segue just for 1 second on this Giants show. And I'm going to say, because I didn't get a chance to do it Monday, and I'm going to say, New York Yankees, please do not give me any more goddamn coronaries, okay? If you go win, keep on kicking ass the way you do. But don't let me down the next day after you gave me a warm fuzzy. That's all I want to do. That was a private little message to that one particular pinstripe legendary baseball team. Hey, let's go around the room, man. Final thoughts, Carl, at the C-Notes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As we say goodbye, I want everybody, if they get a chance, to take a look. There was a column that was written in the Post this week by Mike Vaccaro, where he outlined that the Giants losing, the way they've been losing the last 5 years, and the way that they used to lose in the 60s and the 70s, that made fans that grew up around us, Cowboys fans, Steelers fans, and Raiders fans. We talk about it now.
That's
like,
exactly
how these people grew up that way. And it's because of the losing that the Giants had during that period of time and what we're going through right now. And we need to get this winning figured out, because if we don't, this new generation of folks with being able to see games easy and seeing, you know, fun quarterbacks and fun teams play, we may be losing another generation just like it happened in the 70s.
I got one thing to say to that. Real quick. One thing to say to that. I think this generation is more player than team, like the fantasy football route. Like, you know, like in the NBA, it's all about LeBron James and, you know, Stephen Curry. And in the NFL, it's like, it's about fantasy football. I mean, that's the only grace we got as Giant fans, too, is this shit crap. At least I got my fantasy football team and there's money in it. Yeah, Chris was like, I ain't laughing at that.
No, I'm just saddened a little bit because of what I'm still reflecting on what Carl said. That is so true, man. Look, we only got 2 minutes, so let's Dave chime in and give us a final thought right quick, bro.
All right, my final thought is that, you know, I think the last 2 weeks, you know, at the end of the day, Judge is the head coach, and, you know, I think Judge comes out with great game plans. It's up to the coordinators, and it's up to the players to execute the game plan, not shoot themselves in the foot, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my final thought. So I think Judge is going to have a great game plan on Sunday. And, you know, he's going to have to put his foot down. And I don't know what's going on. I'm not in there. But, I mean, they need to let Daniel Jones do his thing. They need to let, you know, the defense do their thing. So I don't know if they hold him back on Jones or what's going on. But that's my final thought, man. Just run the ball and stop the run.
Big Blue
Dave right.
Cruz, Dave.
Shout out to Dave, man.
Dave, I'll see you on Sunday after this game. Billy Bob, right quick, please.
Real quick. Hey, I'm not going to lie. Y'all did say some good things. That's why I told y'all I ain't a Dolphins fan, because of that same simple fact. And I'm almost getting close to that with the Giants, man. And I don't want to feel like that, because sometimes we come off being like, we sound like haters, but we don't, because we want what's best for the team. But my final thoughts is, Giants, I hope y'all set some goals, offense. I hope y'all got it where y'all looking like, hey, guys, we at least got to score 14 points. Like, damn it. No, we're not going in
the fourth game scoring 7 points as an offense. I want the offense to really think about that. We ain't talking about special teams helping out. We talking about offense score 14 points. And then talk,
okay.
Offense score 14 points, and if we can't win, then I say my defense bad. But if we can't score 14 points, nobody can't say my defense is bad. That's I'm just being real because y'all acting like we got a Baltimore Ravens defense. Stop it. Our offense only scores.
Yeah, really. All right, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know where to find us. Always on those places. iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher apps, Google Podcasts, all that kind of stuff. iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Check out the Bleed Blue fan page. What else? Thank you for the Carl C Notes, David, the Big Blue Denver crew, and the wonderful Billy Bob. Steve, one more time, sir, let us out.
Hey, is there a post game this Sunday? I know we do every Sunday, but I just want to double check.
I'm going to be here.
I'm not going
to New Orleans.
I'm actually in the talkative mood, man. We didn't have a lot to talk on the NFL, so if anybody wants to stay on for the overtime for like a couple minutes, feel free to stay on. Don't hang up. We're done with this episode. It's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. The overtime, we're going to kick it off and have some fun on there. It won't make the podcast, but Sangreso, if you want to stay on, stay on. Bleed blue.
Sangreso.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop.